I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease has just replaced hepatitis C as the most common cause of liver disease in the United States. To talk about fatty liver disease is Dr. Don Rocky. He's a gastroenterologist and hepatologist and chairman of the Department of Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Rocky, tell us about fatty liver disease.
Bobby, fatty liver disease is somewhat of a general term used to denote excess fat in the liver. It is caused by a person's metabolic makeup, and typically the most common underlying problem is obesity and what we call the metabolic syndrome. The metabolic syndrome includes other things such as hypertension, high cholesterol levels, diabetes mellitus, as well as obesity.
And what are the symptoms for this disease?
This is a very important issue. Many patients have no symptoms. In order to detect fatty liver disease, we often have to draw blood tests or do special scans of the liver.
And what is the problem with this disease?
The problem is that the fat in the liver is abnormal, and the fat ultimately can lead to inflammation in the liver. And that inflammation in the liver then causes certain cells in the liver to become very angry and produce scar tissue. And that's the problem. Once you produce the scar tissue, then you can develop even cirrhosis of the liver, which, as we all know, is a devastating clinical disease.
And what percentage of people who have fatty liver disease go on to develop these devastating symptoms that you're talking about?
Yes. Fortunately, it's a minority. If you are a patient who may be worried about this, you should ask your doctor. There are simple blood tests that can give us clues about whether there may be inflammation in the liver or not. And that's generally how we see patients. Patients are referred to us because somebody has detected an abnormal blood test.
Can this disease be prevented?
Absolutely. So the good news here is that this disease is entirely preventable. As I mentioned, it's a disease caused by obesity and the metabolic syndrome. And the best way to treat those are with a good diet and exercise.
Dr. Rocky, can children have fatty liver disease also?
Yes, and this is a big problem in the United States now. So many, many more children are developing the metabolic syndrome and fatty liver disease. And so that's why it's so important for us to make sure that our children eat well and exercise.
Now, what about treatment of fatty liver disease for someone who really has a full-blown disease of this nature?
The best treatment here, again, is a very healthy diet and exercise. There's very good data on this, so that if you have a fatty liver and you become active and really watch your diet, your fat will melt away. And it has been shown that in patients who lose weight and who improve their diabetes and improve their cholesterol, improve their high blood pressure, that the scarring and the inflammation in the liver can improve.
What about research underway about fatty liver disease?
Well, as you might imagine, because this is one of the most rapidly growing liver diseases in the United States now, there is an abundance of research in this area. So at MUSC, for example, we're conducting multiple studies in this area in terms of new treatments. There may be some potential pharmacologic treatments, even though diet and exercise are the best treatment.
Dr. Rocky, thank you for providing this information about fatty liver disease.
It is my pleasure.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.